second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. We got one caller on the line here. We're going to go to right away on the Officer Jack McLam program. George in Texas. George in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, Brother George.
Well, how you doing, Jack?
Doing
okay, brother.
I got another
bill. Another bill is going to be being pushed in the Senate this week. It's called S-1867. And this bill was drafted by Trader McCain, Carl Levin, and you got people like the homosexual Lindsey Graham saying, oh, we need this bill. This bill would authorize the president to send out the U.S. military to go arrest American citizens without the right of habeas corpus, without charge, without trial. And these, and you know the thing is, and I've been calling on this, and people better get their act together. I think because, you know, we're going to have to start removing these politicians. And that means even we got to use the government close to us to bring out grand juries and start indicting these traitors, because there's not only treason in the U.S. Constitution, but there's even treason in the state constitutions, because these senators vote this bill in, violating our rights. They committed the act of treason. I think they have to start to be held accountable for it by
That's
the people.
That's right, George. That's right, George. What does the bill say? What is it against?
It authorizes the president to send out the military to arrest American citizens without charge and without trial.
Okay, just anybody he suggests?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, that's very interesting. Last month, Abomination did an executive order giving him total control of all the food in America, even stored food, and giving him control of all the electricity in America. So he's setting himself up as a dictator.
Well, I'll just tell you one thing. Talking to the gun shop owners,
yeah,
and the gun shows, the truth is people are buying guns and ammunition as like never before, and I really think, because I even talked to somebody in the formerly in the Russian military, involved in intelligence, political science,
yeah,
and this is what he said. He said, these people in Washington are delusional. Because I can tell you one thing. Russians have a second-to-none intelligence apparatus, and they gauge the American people, and this is a game Washington is going to lose.
That's right, brother.
Because when you got 200 million gun owners, even if this bill passes, you're going to see resistance in the military like there before. You're going to see local politicians and even police officers come up with resistance to it. Even the brain-dead ones are going to probably get a wake-up call.
Right.
And, you know, it's just these people on top of it. John McCain, I hate to say it, this guy is delusional. This guy is not even fit to be a janitor. What is he?
He isn't. He's a traitor to our country.
No,
for 5 years, he worked for the communists when he was in Vietnam, supposedly being tortured in prison, which he was in the best hotel in Hanoi and served the best food for 5 years as he did the bidding of the communists and spoke out against the military, our military. And so John McCain is a traitor to the American people.
Well, here also, too, yeah, there is a 17th Amendment that allowed a popular election in U.S. Senate senators, but there is something in... Can I hold over to the break?
Yes, hold on, George. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back with George in Texas. Hang on, George.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You know, I know the 17th Amendment, you can question if it's been ratified or not, but one thing the 17th Amendment never did, you know what that was?
What's that?
It still reserves the right of the state legislature to recall these senators. And I would suggest the Arizona legislature, the people of Arizona, will call their legislature, and when Congress gets out of session, that John McCain would be recalled before the state legislature. Not only for him to make an accounting why he voted and who his contributors are, but also to have him psychologically evaluated to determine if he's fit to serve in the Senate. Because even I talked to some military that visited over in Iraq, they said John McCain is not mentally fit. And I think we're going to have to start doing that.
I think you're right, brother.
And, man, because the Arizona legislature is pushing back against the federal government, I think recalling John McCain back from the U.S. Senate to go answer before the legislature and find out that he's not mentally fit to serve, I think that would be a real shot across the bow and probably get some other states starting to evaluate. Because even the state legislatures, they're not happy with how the Senate votes. I mean, because legally these state legislatures, even though the people may vote them in, the state legislature can still tell these senators how to vote.
Right.
And, you know, I just really think, you know, like I say, for senators to, in secret, draft a bill like this to bring it, try to ram it through the Senate, it just shows that they are not fit to hold office anymore.
That's right.
And, well, anyway, Jack, you probably have calls stacking up, so I'm gonna let you go, all right?
Okay, brother.
But tell everybody to call the U.S. Senate and tell them say no to Senate Bill 1867.
That's right. Okay, we'll do that, George.
All right,
God bless you, brother, for being an activist and standing up for God and country.
All right, well, thank you, Jack. God bless.
Okay, let's go to Barrett in Idaho. Barrett in Idaho, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program, brother.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Doing okay.
I just wanted to call and make a comment about the existing police state.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to someone at a bus stop. I said, you know, see all these cameras and, you know, they cart passengers in your car. You know, we were talking about this. I said, this is a total police state that we live in.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, Idaho's like that. And I says, no, police state means the state of all the states. It's just like a state of mind state. Is that what they mean by police state, or am I wrong, too? A police state is like the whole nation under a police state. It's not just
the state
you're in. Yeah, so I try to explain that to people. But anyways, back in 2001, I was living in Eugene. I was visiting a friend of mine who was in recovery. She was an ex-alcoholic, heroin addict, pills or whatever. Anyway, I was going to make us some dinner. This was back in 2001. And I was gone probably 15 minutes. Came back. She's on the floor, blue, not breathing, heart not going. I see a spoon and some paraphernalia. I knew instantly what happened. I performed CPR, got her heart going, got her color back. But she could not breathe on her own. I immediately dialed 911. I didn't ask for police to show up. I says, we need medical here right away. We have an OD, and we need an ambulance now with some Narcan, because I suspect it's heroin. And about 2 minutes later, the police show up. And they want to see my arm. She's laying there dying. They want to search the house. They want to look at my arms. They want to search me. And I'm saying, look, she's dying. Where is the ambulance? I didn't call for you guys. But anyways, it's just getting worse and worse. And I think if we could educate jurors about their true individual powers, like all it takes is just one juror to not like the law, even if someone's technically guilty of a law. If you don't like the smell of that law or the punishment you get from it, you can say no. Even if it was a jury of 50 people, one person says no, that person doesn't get convicted. You as a defendant or you as a lawyer in defense of you cannot nullify the jury. And if you do, it's contempt of court. How do they get away with this? I'm just really, really sick of it. And the people I try to explain this stuff to, they don't want to hear it. They want to bury their head in the sand. And then I get kind of upset, and I say, you know, you people that don't try to at least understand what's happening to our country is at the detriment to us all. You know, yeah, you can have your head in the sand, but you only take it in the rear. You know, I hope that's not saying wrong on the thing. But that's what happens. If you keep your head in the sand, you don't listen, you don't look around, see what's going on. And you only watch Fox News, and that's gospel, because, it's official news, or, you know, it's just, it's like
Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News, and he's a globalist, and he's working to put America under a one-world government. Rupert Murdoch.
I know that's the ultimate goal. It's not just about money. It's about control and power, tyranny.
Right.
But anyway, that's all I had. I like the show. I listen to it every Saturday. Have a nice day.
Okay, Barry. God bless you for being an activist and standing up for God and country, brother. God bless you. Take care. Okay, that's our last caller on the line. Let me give out that call-in number again. If you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions, that call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in today on open phone on the Officer Jack McLam program. Here's a letter from Bernadine Smith, Director of the Second Amendment Committee in California, to Senator Ron Paul. Okay, Senator Ron Paul, with great disappointment, I have read that all three of you are calling for a constitutional amendment with a view towards a limitation on the budget. The idea that to place a limit on the amount of money Congress spends is fine, but the method to reach the objective is very wrong. It could open the doors to a long-sought method desired by a tyrannical world government groups who intend to replace our rightful constitutional system with a world government militarized constitution. Three different versions of the world government constitution exist. All three promote the communist socialist system to replace our 1789 constitution. So we're here, folks, we're talking against a constitutional amendment, which could throw us into a constitutional system and replace our constitution. The purpose for sending you this faxogram is to beg you to change the idea of needing an amendment and to redirect your efforts so that as to become to conform to a law and not an amendment. May I remind you that a unlawful plan that the left has long held in order to take advantage of transferring our country permanently under a world government militarized power has been watching and waiting for a constitutional convention. And that's what a amendment would put us into, a constitutional convention. The only non-violent method under which they could substitute a world government constitution in place of our 1789 constitution and our Bill of Rights. A constitutional amendment would open up their chances to convert the procedure into a constitutional convention. This is what would benefit those seeking to overthrow our rightful government system, and they won't miss the opportunity to make the conversion, which they call change. We have seen their evil objective written in print. Such evil planning has been on the back burner of global government advocates for a long time. Many efforts have been spent by patriotic Americans, including their time and money, which have been forced to spend in order to awaken public awareness to the hidden objectives and dangers behind the move to further an amendment to the United States Constitution, starting a constitutional convention. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%.
Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and we've got several callers on the line, but I want to finish up this report first from Bernadine Smith, director of the Second Amendment Committee, to Ron Paul. The vulnerability strongly exists that an amendment will subject us to the opening up of a constitutional convention. We then would be assisting global government planners in their intention to open up the heart of the American government system and replace our 1789 Constitution and Bill of Rights with a communist militarized system of government. With an amendment such as the basic groundwork would have been achieved, which makes it easier to slide into a constitutional convention mode, it is much safer to write an ordinary law. It is much safer to write an ordinary law instead of an amendment. I am therefore repeating what I have requested in the past, which is for you to switch your efforts and draft a law instead of an amendment in support of a balanced budget. I am one of the long-standing supporters and donors of Representative Ron Paul. I am owed the courtesy of a reply. Most sincerely, Bernadine Smith, Director of the Second Amendment Committee. Okay, folks, that's it for that report. Remember, when they say amendment, 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 don't go for it, folks, because it'll open up a constitutional convention, and the communist synagogue of state agents are waiting for us to have a constitutional convention so they can throw out our 1789 constitution and bring us under a communist militarized system of government. Do not go for an amendment to the constitution. Go for a law. Write a law, an ordinary law, to balance the budget. Okay, let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank in North Carolina, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Alpha 2 Bravo to Jack the Vampire Killer. Do you copy?
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, Jack. I have to have a little bit of fun sometimes or this stuff will drive you crazy.
Yeah.
I called in last week and... I just wanted to follow back up with you. I know it's been a real short week. It's gone by quick, but I just wanted to remind you, because I'm sure you haven't had a chance yet. Hopefully some of your other listeners have. But if you get a chance, take a couple hours and watch that film, 9/11 Missing Links by Mike Delaney.
Yeah,
I think it's one of the better. I've watched a lot of documentaries, and it's one of the better documentaries that I've seen on 9/11. And as far as actually connecting the dots and going where few dare to tread.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, it's 9/11 Missing Links, and it's by Mike Delaney. And you can probably find it on YouTube, or he's actually got his own website where you can go and watch it in full screen, and good quality.
Okay,
and,
who's it by?
The gentleman's name is Mike Delaney, just like it sounds, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, I believe, Mike Delaney.
D-E-L-A-N-E-Y,
Mike Delaney.
Okay.
But it's a really good documentary, and... I'll tell you something else. There's a good film if anybody's looking for just a big Hollywood production. It's very entertaining and the production values are very high. It stars Ned Beatty as this evil senator. He's a really good actor. And Danny Glover, we all know who he is. He's the nut job liberal wacko.
Yeah.
But he also plays the henchman of the senator, and he's like this military colonel. A bad guy, and it's entertaining film to watch, but it's about this Marine who basically gets hung out to dry overseas in an operation. He's a Marine sniper and whatnot, but anyway, it shows methodically how they set him up to be a patsy and an assassination.
Yeah.
And it's played by a guy named Mark Wahlberg. He plays the Marine sniper. But it's very instructive for people that aren't awake. If you have someone in your family or a friend or girlfriend or wife or whatever who you want to show them, it was obviously made by people who know about 9/11 and who know that Lee Harvey Oswald was set up,
right.
as a patsy.
He sure was.
Yeah.
He sure was.
And you know the real name of the guy who shot Lee Harvey Oswald, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ruby, Jack Ruby. You know, his real name is Jacob Rubenstein. Now, he was tied to the mafia. Now, why would a Jewish, small-time gangster want to kill a Catholic president? Makes no sense.
Right.
Because he loved this Catholic president so much?
Yes. You want to hold over, Frank?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Hang on, Frank, from North Carolina. We'll be right back with you after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Jack McGlam program. Let's go right back to Brother Frank in North Carolina. Brother Frank, go right ahead.
Yes, sir, Jack. Again, I was talking about that movie. It just very well illustrates with really high production values, you know, that Hollywood is so capable of. And, you know, I don't think much of Hollywood, but in this case, we can use this movie against the establishment. That's behind everything that we see tearing our country and our society apart today. But the movie is Shooter, you know, spelled like shoot, E-R, Shooter. And it's from 2007, starring Mark Wahlberg. And, I mean, I'm a Marine myself, and I think anyone would appreciate it. Anyone who knows what's going on today, anyone who knows that the official story put out about the JFK assassination is a lie. It also gives a few little glimpses that 9/11 was an inside job, and you know that there are these shadowy elite groups running the world. But anyway, that's a really good one. And again, that that documentary film by Mike Delaney, 9/11 Missing Links, is if you sit through that, you will be worn out. It's 2 hours and 5 minutes long. You will be worn out with all it's just a multitude of connecting the dots. It will wear you out, and it will make it so obvious that Israel did 9/11. Israel and their co-conspirators inside the United States government and the military-industrial complex were behind 9/11.
That's right.
And their co-conspirators in the media who covered everything up, provided the smoke screen, don't allow any questions to be asked about what really happened and the idiosyncrasies of it all. But, yeah, I just wanted to get that out. And thanks for everything you do. And please trust me.
Where can I go to watch this movie, Shooter?
Well, you can probably pick it up for pretty cheap because it's been out for a number of years now. It came out in 2007. You can probably pick it up for $5-$10 at any place where they sell video DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just pass it around. That's what I did. I just
Mark
passed
Wahlberg,
it around.
Mark Wahlberg is in it.
Right. Yeah. And people love the movie. Even if they're not awake and don't know what's going on, they'll love the movie. And this will be a way to get to their subconscious, to plant the seed of how things really work. But it shows how they set him up as the patsy. They set up a paper trail, or in this case, actually, more specifically, a video surveillance trail of him being in these places. And he's doing this under the guise of he's trying to help prevent an assassination, when the whole time they've come to him and asked him, will you help us, because he's like one of the best snipers in the world. They basically say, you know, if you were going to carry out this assassination, how would you do it? Would you go, we've got the president who's going to three locations. We want you to go scout him out and everything and tell us which one would be more feasible, which would be the more likely target. They're setting him up so that they can get all this video surveillance of him, you know, writing in his data book, you know, his sniper book, and checking the weather and the all that kind of stuff, and then it's broadcast immediately on CNN and all over all the cable news networks as soon as the assassination takes place, and they're saying, aha, you know, it's this Marine sniper guy, who's turned against the government. So they've already planned to set him up for the whole thing. But it's a good movie. You can get it for cheap.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, thank you, Jack.
Appreciate it. God bless you, brother, for being an activist. Standing up for God and country. Okay, let's go to Jim in Arizona. Jim, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother. Go right ahead.
Hi, Jack. Hi. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in, it's been over a month. But
okay.
I can send you the link to the missing links video that your previous caller was talking about, but I want to talk about John McCain.
Okay.
I moved just prior to the 2008 presidential election, after I voted for Ron Paul in the primary.
Yeah.
And I changed to an independent. And then I moved again before the 2010, just so I could vote against John McCain. I thought it was disgusting that during the campaign, he's talking about, well, we suspend this. I got to go back and vote for this banker bailout. Gives you a little bit of clue who he works for.
Yeah. True.
Okay, during the 2010 election, I voted for none of the above if there wasn't an independent or a libertarian on the ticket.
Yeah.
If it was Republican or Democrat, I said none of the above.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody touts that Arizona is a Republican state. The biggest problem we have, and instead of recalling senators, we need to call our state senators or our county representatives and say, look, get rid of these damn voting machines. Pardon my French. Because they can be hacked.
That's right. They can be hacked very easily by the globalists.
And one of the things that really saddened me is, well, get out. You have your little sticker on you. Yo, I voted. And then John McCain gets in. I went around after that election. I asked everybody that I knew, what do you think about McCain? Well, didn't vote for him. I finally came up, out of 20 people, I came up with one that said, well, I know somebody that voted for him. And still he's our senator. Gives you a little bit of clue of what's going on.
I know
it. And I can tell you one thing right now. If you think Obama's bad, McCain, if he got elected president, we'd be in the same darn boat.
Yes, and also the guy running for president right now that's leading the pack.
Gingrich?
Yeah, he's a globalist, and he's an anti-gunner. He's a anti-gunner.
Well, where did we get NAFTA and GATT from? He was Speaker of the House, Republican majority.
Right.
Where did we get that from? He was Newt.
That's right.
You know what? Ross Perot was right. You'll hear a great sucking sound of the jobs leaving our country.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody talks about, well, Nike's making shoes with child labor, or, you know, this person or that, you know, this company or that company. Well, thank Newt. He put all those 8, 9, 10-year-olds to work making shoes.
That's right. He did.
You know, and it's just craziness. I had the radio on. I was driving down to the store the other day, and it happened to be Rush Limbaugh came on. And he's talking about Herman McCain, about the sex scandal. It's not about the sex scandal. You know, I could give a crap about Herman McCain's Herman Cain. He used to be the head of the Kansas City Federal Reserve.
Right.
What does that tell you?
Yes,
the guy
is
a globalist.
He's still connected. He's a globalist.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then what did he say a week or two ago? Well, if you're not happy, why don't you go out and get a job? It's your fault that you're not rich. Give me a break. Most Americans, I would say 90, 95% of us just want good things to happen, keep what we earn, and have a better life for our kids than we had.
That's right, brother.
And these globalists, oh my gosh, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, you know, these guys want to kill us.
Yes.
I don't know what's wrong with their soul. You look in their eyes, they have no soul. And I can look in John McCain's eyes whenever he's on TV or whatever, and I just look at him, and I go, you have no soul. You want to start a war with Iran? Here's your M-16. Here's your parachute. We're going to just fly you over that country and dump you out.
That's right, brother. We ought to do that with John McCain. We ought to do that with John McCain and the other senators that want war with Iran. Our military intel told me for 10 years they've been looking for any evidence that Iran's building a nuclear weapon, and they found zero. They found zero. They did 18 surprise inspections last year on Iranian nuclear plants, and they found them each time enriching uranium to 3.5%, and not a single place did they find them enriching uranium to 90%, which is for a nuclear bomb. So
sure.
The military intel has found no evidence whatsoever that Iran's building a nuclear bomb, but it's because Iran said the same thing that Saddam Hussein said. Saddam Hussein said that he would not allow Iraq to be a part of the Antichrist New World Order, and the communist Zionists in Israel wanted us to go in there and put in a puppet dictator that would go along with the New World Order, and that's exactly what we did. And we said that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons and was going to blame Israel. And, of course, we went there and invaded the country and found no nuclear weapons at all. And now they're saying that Iran's building a nuclear weapon, and they're really hitting it on the television, who's controlled 100% by the globalists. And trying to make us go to war with Iran. And our military intel has told me that they haven't found any evidence that Iran's building a nuclear weapon at all.
No, what Iran's doing is they're producing nuclear medicine.
Yeah, technology. They're
and that is competing
with
Israel.
They're making nuclear. They're making nuclear energy too.
Yeah, well, but that is the nuclear medicine aspect of it is competing with Israel. Where do we get all our nuclear medicine stuff from? Well, it's Israel, so we're competing with them, so it's attacking.
Yeah, uh-huh, right.
You know, come on. You know, this is getting so damn ridiculous. And, hey, you know, I got to go. Because
okay.
There's NASCAR on TV or Dancing with the Stars rerun or, you know.
Okay, Jim.
I'm just joking, Jack. Okay?
Okay.
But
God bless you.
I agree. I bless you. You're like a brother to me, man.
Okay, Jim. You're like a brother to me, too, Brother Jim. God bless you. And
well,
thanks for being an activist. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. God
you're
bless you,
in trouble
Jim.
With all these brain-dead people around here, Jack. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay. God bless you.
I'll send you that link to Missing Link.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. I'll be very happy to receive it.
Okay.
Okay. God
bye
bless
bye.
You. Okay. Take care.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Brother Frank.
Thanks for taking my call. I hope everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And you, Jack. You know, I got to tell you, the guy was right, but, you know, I'm just a canary in a coal mine, you know, a mongoose in a snake pit. And, my golly, you know, I will say, beloved Thomas Jefferson said many great things among the other forefathers of this country. But just a loving reminder, you know, he said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes mandatory.
Right.
So I want to give you a chance to other callers come in. And thanks for taking my call and my blessings through God and our Lord Jesus Christ to all of you out there that we get all on one page, more or less, so to speak, and circle the wagons. Hey, thank you, and I'll let you go for other callers.
Okay, Frank. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Take care.
You too.
Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Okay, folks, we don't have any more callers on the line. If somebody'd like to call in real quick, it would be good because we could use another caller. But let's go back to this executive orders article here. By K. Cannell. Although there is no provision that explicitly permits executive orders, there is some limited justification within the Constitution, but that too has been pushed beyond intended limits. Article 2, Section 3 states, he, the president, shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. This became the most constitutional justification for executive orders and was an accepted management tool for the president to enforce Congress's wishes and clarify how laws would be enforced, but was not intended to allow the president to create laws. Article 2, Section 1, the executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States, was added to the justification for executive orders and seemed to stretch the legitimacy of any presidential order simply because it was entitled executive. Article 2, Section 2, the President shall be Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, has been cited in every war, beginning with the civil war as justification for executive orders that circumvent Congress. Initially, executive orders began by citing the specific constitutional provision that gave the president the authority to make the executive order that followed. Now, most executive orders begin with a general ambiguous statement, under and by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the United States by the Constitution, it is ordered as follows. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We're going to take a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendovite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendovite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendovite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendovite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go back, going to go to our caller, Clint in Alberta, Canada. Clint in Alberta, welcome to the program, brother.
Hi, hi, Jack.
Hi.
I'd like to put in a plug for a video I watched on YouTube called The Age of Transitions yesterday.
Yes.
It was actually... RBN, one of the hosts on RBN played it for his program yesterday in audio, but it's on YouTube, and Newt Gingrich coined that phrase at a conference. I think it was just before the year 2000.
Yeah.
And the documentary, I'm going to watch it again. There's a lot of stuff in there. It goes into the modern beliefs have been affected by Darwinism and of course his theory of evolution, and it's carried on into where we'll be somehow happy slaves in this new millennium. Agenda 21, I never thought about it before, but the 21 is the 21st century. And I suppose we're going to be, if they have their way, we'll be a global communist slave state, I guess.
Right. That's what's coming, brother.
Yeah, if they have their way. So.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, The Age of Transitions. And that's
okay.
Those exact words are words that Newt Gingrich, how do you say his last name?
Gingrich.
Gingrich, yeah. He used that phrase at this conference.
Yeah.
I would recommend it.
Okay, thanks, Clint.
Yeah, I enjoy your show when I can get a chance to listen to it.
Okay, Clint. God bless you, brother, for being an activist out there.
Okay, well.
Standing up for God and country.
You take care,
God
Jeff.
God bless you, Clint.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. Okay, let's go to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike in Wisconsin, we only have a minute left. Mike, go right ahead, brother. Mike dropped. Okay. All right. Let me take that last minute here and talk to you folks. Don't forget your imprecatory prayers at night. I pray that God will take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership in America, and that's who's leading us, folks. They're communists. And drag them down and destroy them with double destruction. And also their agents all across the nation, too. They have many agents that are bringing us down under a communist system, too. And destroy them with double destruction. So please pray that imprecatory prayer with me each night. And when you see the chemtrails out there, folks, tell God to take those poisoning planes and knock them out of the air and destroy them with double destruction and take their chemical trails and turn them into no effect on the earth or in the air. God bless all of you. Have a good week. And God willing, I'll be back with you next Sunday. Hope you have a good week, folks. God bless you and good day.